This is Apollo Control, 11 hours, 27 minutes, ground elapsed time, into the mission Apollo 17. Approximately 11 minutes ago, as you were 6 minutes ago, the S-4B corrective burn was performed roughly 14.2 feet per second to modify the trajectory of the S-4B third stage of the Saturn V, targeting for impact just way to west of the crater Ptolemaeus at latitude 7 degrees south by longitude 8 degrees west. However, the actual impact location and the time of impact will be forthcoming after some additional hours of tracking of the stage has been gathered. We're looking now at a mid-course correction burn number 2 with Apollo 17 spacecraft at 35 hours 30 minutes with a change in velocity and posigrade of 10.5 feet per second. Some 3.5 hours remaining in the crew rest period. All three apparently sound asleep at this time. In the passive thermal control mode, which the spacecraft is spinning at some 3 revolutions per hour, to repeat earlier statistics on halfway and distance and time and when the so-called sphere of influence is crossed, we'll be at the halfway point and distance at 30 hours and 3 minutes ground elapsed time, at which time it will be 114,787 nautical miles either direction to the Earth or Moon. The halfway point in time will occur at 43 hours, 8 minutes, and 6 seconds, when the spacecraft will be 144,924 nautical miles out from Earth and 87,561 nautical miles out from the Moon. The so-called sphere crossing, or the point at which the spacecraft is assumed to come under the gravitational influence of the Moon, will take place at 70 hours, 43 minutes, 24 seconds, when the spacecraft is 33,639 nautical miles out from the Moon and approaching. The air ground circuit has been up all of this time since the crew has retired for a fairly brief rest period. And at this time we will take down the air ground circuit until a wake-up call is made, some 3 hours 29 minutes from now. And at 11 hours 30 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.